Welcome to another teaching from Spirit of God Ministries Worldwide. We pray that this blesses you greatly. Here is today's message in progress.
I've been praying for a few days on this message, and it wasn't until I got back from my walk this afternoon that I really was able to put this together. And it's only by God's grace I'll be able to deliver it in the way He would like. So I actually wrote some scriptures out tonight. If you see me looking up into the sky, I'm really looking at the board behind the phone, which has my scriptures written on it, so I can reference them for you and for myself. So I'm just excited for what God's releasing here tonight. Some of you know, one of the gifts that the Lord has given me is I'm a seer, so I see from a different perspective than many people. And as I've been praying, I've been seeking the Lord, and He's been showing me some wonderful things. And I just want to say I'm really excited for this message. And oftentimes when I feel like this has been simmering, kind of like on the stove, on the back burner, you know, put it a little ingredient in, a little bit more, and taste it and see and serve it in the right temperature and the right timing. And I believe that this is what the Lord is doing for us tonight. And as I was sitting with Him, God often teaches me through example and through circumstances, life circumstances, and oftentimes He shows me the condition of the church or the condition of the people, our partners and friends, and in order for me to help pray or direct prayer to certain specific things to help people overcome. Just rest in the presence of God. He's releasing a powerful word for us tonight. I'm believing in faith for a strategy from heaven to be released into the body of Christ for the season that we're in now. We are in a glorious season, a glorious season. And if anybody is telling you different, turn the channel. Because God is all about good news. He always has delivered His people. He has always given us strategies how to walk in peace and walk in His blessings. So whose report are you going to believe? That's what I would like to say to you tonight. And if you're believing that this is doom and gloom, I'm not in the enemy's camp, so I'm not coming into agreement with that. I believe that this is the best of the best of the best of times if you belong in the body of Christ and you're living in Him. Now, how do we live in Him? That takes practice, and that takes discipline, and that takes dying to ourselves. And what I mean by that, I don't mean physically death. I just mean dying to our ways, what we think we know or what we think is right. And a lot of what I have to release tonight is dealing with our ways and what we think is right. As I've been praying and seeing the war in the spirit, and let me just remind you, Ephesians 6:12, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. We are in a spiritual battle, and it is manifesting into the earth, but it is driven by the forces of the kingdom of God, the forces, the unseen forces in the spirit realm. And what I mean by that is, now God is using His agents to advance the kingdom of God for His glory and to set captives free and proclaim the goodness of God into the earth. And the enemy is using his agents to proclaim darkness, destruction, and all the bad stuff into the earth. And so I'm just going to say it again. Whose report are you going to believe? And it's easy, if you don't discipline your flesh, to get swayed into the political arena of what's going on in the natural. But I want to remind you that it happens in the heavens first, and then it gets released into the earth. And what I mean by that is Ephesians 6:12. You know, let's go back to that and let's look at the importance of the victory and how to win a battle. You know, any battle in Old Testament, they always sought the Lord. They went to him for a word of the Lord in season. And what I mean for that, when they went to him, he always released direction and correction, and there was always blessing and victory. When they went out without his word, and when they went out before him, there was not victory. And so what I'm seeing in the natural is I'm seeing a lot of people go out without the word of the Lord. I'm seeing them go out because of pride, to be honest with you. Pride is blinding. And I see the enemy is having a field day with some believers who are pushing their agenda. And I'm an agent of God. I don't get a choice of what to say or what not to say. I'm an ambassador for him, which means I don't get the opinion of what I think. And when I feel like I have an opinion brewing, I tuck away and I sit and I wait on him to get his heart on the matter, because my heart is always off. My opinion is always wrong. And if I'm not sure, I will not speak on an issue. I learned early on that his ways are higher and he knows best always. And for me to keep my little lip shut until I align myself with his kingdom, his promises, and his word. And so it's taken practice. And yes, I've blown it over the times I have blown it. But I repent and I come back in as quickly as I can. What I mean by blowing it is, yes, my flesh does flare up. And yes, I will speak. I have spoke out of turn, meaning, you know, I let my pride rise up or an emotion come up, and I will come in agreement with what I'm seeing in the natural, and instead of what God's promises are. And that's how I end up in trouble. And I feel like the body of Christ is at a tipping point, in we need to rein in our emotions. We need to rein in our flesh. We need to rein in what we think is best. And we need to seek the Lord with all our heart and lean not on our own understanding. And in all our ways acknowledge him, and he will make our path straight. And I just went through a teachable moment. Oh, I think it was 2 weeks ago. I couldn't speak on it any sooner because I was still getting purified. But I manifested. I spoke out of turn. And it was only to one person, but one person. It doesn't matter. Once you release it into the earth, it's released, and the enemy will either ride with it or God will ride with it. And so I had to break those words I spoke, come out of agreement with the enemy's camp, and release God's word in place, God's blessing. And when that happened, I was surprised that it came up. And I actually like when stuff like that happens, because it shows us when we're being pressed what's inside our heart. Whatever's inside our heart is going to press out of our mouth. And that's why it's so important to be filled with the word of God, so that we can be steadfast and immovable when things are pushing on the left or the right. And so when that happened, when I spoke out of turn, you know, actually Holly happened to be standing next to me. And for those of you who know Holly in person, I'm sure if you've ever said something that was out of character, have you ever heard her say, "Call me Downey"? Well, she looked at me and said, "Call me Downey," and immediately I stopped what I was saying. And that night I was with the Lord and talking to him, and he really gave me some correction and some direction. And you know, he told me, you know, I've been praying in that scripture, "Not by might, not nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts." You know, that's from Zechariah 4:6. And how do you win a war? It's not through the flesh, it's by the spirit. And I talked a little bit about that last week, and I feel like until we get this, we're going to be talking about this. And so, you know, as I've been praying and reading Zechariah, I've been studying and sitting with the Lord and meditating, and I really have come to love that scripture, because, you know, right after that, he says, "What are you, O great mountain? You'll become a plain." And it reminds me of Matthew or Mark, when he talks about when Jesus, you know, said, "Speak to the mountain, be it cast in the sea." You know, we are in a time where we need to speak to the mountain, but we have to get the perspective of heaven, and we have to get the decree from the word of God. And what I see happening in the body of Christ, and I'm talking, let's see how I can be so kind as to say this. I'm talking, Lord, you're going to have to give me the words. Well, let me just say this. A kingdom is divided against itself. It cannot stand. If a house is divided against itself, it cannot stand. And I'm seeing a lot of division in the body of Christ. And I just quoted you Mark 3:24. If a kingdom is divided against itself, it cannot stand. And I'm telling you, the enemy gets great pleasure in causing division and sowing division. And we can speak on this. If anybody's lived in a household with family members, you know what strife and division and envy causes in your own house. Now, multiply that on a national level, and with the power of the believers and the proclamations that we release, it's very important to pay attention to where we're at. Are we sowing division, or are we sowing peace? Now, there's a way to measure this, and Proverbs, I've been in Proverbs all day. I'm really spending a lot of time in Proverbs, and as in Proverbs 13 today, and 13:10 really struck out and to me, and it says, where there is strife, there is pride, but wisdom is found in those who take advice. I'm going to say it again, where there is strife, there is pride, but wisdom is found in those who take advice. And so I did a quick search on the definition of pride, and just a quick one from Andrew Womack is pride. It is simplest terms is called self-centeredness. And I'm seeing a lot of self-centeredness in the body of Christ. And I'm not sure what happened with the release of media, multimedia, where you're able to speak whatever you feel like, and not even look at a person's face. You're just spewing out there. I don't mean everyone, but I'm just saying we've crossed the line on politeness. Let's just put it that way, where everybody has an agenda, everyone has an opinion, and it's causing great division in the body of Christ. And I really feel like for the church to shine in this hour, there's got to be, we can't look like the world. We can't act like the world. And now I'm not saying lay down to what's going on in the world, but I'm saying there's a strategy that you can get released from heaven where you can battle the spiritual forces of wickedness and win and see the course of events changed. And I feel like the enemy is trying to get us to come in agreement with, it's my way, it's my agenda, my rights are being taken. Remember, the enemy does not try to quit. He will always take. That's his nature. God's nature is to give. But God gives love. God gives soundness of mind. God gives health. You know, God gives us every good thing in heavenly places. And so if you're only looking at the situation in the natural, you're not going to see great things. We must put our focus back on Jesus and his promises and his word. And so I'm going to read you another scripture, and that's Ephesians 5:15. Pay careful attention then to how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Now, listen to this. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to reckless indiscretion. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. Now, I'm not one for taking scripture and out of context on purpose, but when I was reading do not get drunk on wine, I just could not help thinking about do not get drunk on Facebook, do not get drunk on the news, do not get drunk on the reckless, spewing evil that's out there, and instead be filled with the Spirit, because the Spirit of the living God brings life. The Spirit of the living God brings correction. The Spirit of the living God brings power. The Spirit of the living God brings resurrection. The Spirit of the living God unlocks people from destruction. The Spirit of the living God is power. It is Him. And we need to be grounded in Him and drink from His well. And whew. So, you know, as I continue on, I'm just going to take a sip of my tea. Romans 12 talks about, therefore I urge you, brothers, on account of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to discern what is good, pleasing, and the perfect will of God. Did you hear what I just said? Now that's good news, and that's directional. I know some of you are struggling with everything that's going on, and you're trying to find your footing, and I'm just going to encourage you to pull out, pull back, do a reset in God, and ask Him to help you. Here we go, James 1:5. Now if any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. See, God doesn't find fault with us when we come to him. He brings encouragement, he brings hope, and he brings peace, and he brings truth. And it's important in this day to learn to discern the voice of God and the voice of the enemy. And I'm telling you, as things ramp up, we're going to see things that are very unpleasing. And it's important to be agents of Jesus and not agents of the enemy. Don't let him get a hold of your mouth. And if he does, catch it, repent, break the words, and come back into the kingdom of God. God's kingdom is full of peace, although the violent take it by force. Okay, but not in the flesh. They do it by the Spirit. And I feel like for some of you, you're having a hard time understanding what this is really all about. And the Holy Spirit has reminded me of a wonderful teaching how he did a few years back in Bristol. And it's called How to Know God. That teaching has changed more people's lives. It's a free MP3 on the website. So maybe if you could go to the website, Spirit of God Worldwide, click on the store link and search. I don't know if you can search or not, but it's How to Know God. It's a free MP3. And if you think you know God, praise Jesus. But this teaches you relationally, not intellectually, but relationally. And it grows you in relationship with him. It's a great tool. It's free. Go get it and be blessed by it. And if you love it, pass it to somebody else that you know could use it. We love for people to share our teachings. And so I want to talk a little bit about my best friend, Holy Spirit. You know, John 16:13, however, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears, and he will declare to you what is to come. Friends, there's nobody like him. Friends, it's now or never to get to know him. It's now or never to put him first. You know, he's probably the most misunderstood of the three, Father God, Jesus, and Holy Ghost. And I believe that's part of the enemy's doing, you know, to scare people from the Holy Spirit, because he's so powerful. He dwells inside of you. He's a spirit of truth, spirit of wisdom, spirit of revelation. He leads and guides us into all truth. You can practice relationship with him, practice getting to know him, and ask him. In fact, right now, invite him into your heart. Holy Spirit, I want to know you. Come into my heart. Teach me the walk of the Spirit. And baptize me with the Holy Spirit, with power and fire and signs and wonders in Jesus' name. Now, some of you are like, ooh, I don't know about that, signs and wonders. Listen, friends, we're living in the day of signs and wonders, ramping up. People are going to know the body of Christ by the signs and wonders. People are going to see the power of Jesus Christ manifesting through this earth. It's not over. It's not over. This is just a little bit of turbulence. But it's really designed to bring us closer into him and to purify the bride and to help us set priorities. Put him first. Put him first. You know, I remember when, well, boy, how long has it been? I remember when they pulled the sports, they pulled the schools, they pulled this, they pulled that. There's never been a time to get closer to the Holy Spirit. There's never been a time to learn his presence and to practice his presence. And it starts off slow. You open up the Word of God and ask the Holy Spirit to speak to you. nothing crazy about it. He's very friendly. He's seeker friendly, and he'll take you into great depths of truth and understanding. And I also want to read 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us a spirit of timidity, but of power, love, and self-control. Did you know that I'm going to say it again. For God has not given us a spirit of timidity, but of power. So he's given us a spirit of power, he's given us the spirit of love, and he's given us a spirit of self-control. Some of us need to start practicing what he's given us. And I'm not saying that in a bad way, I'm saying in a good way. You know, his power, when he starts to manifest, it moves mountains. He uses us, but his the Holy Spirit's the one that does. He's the one. When God said, let there be, Holy Ghost did. And we are agents. We are vessels. We are the temple of God. And we, when we say, mountain be moved and cast in the sea, it is, if we do not doubt in our heart. And when we say, plague, you will not touch this house, it can't. And when we say, finances grow, they do. When we say, life come forth, it does. It's very important to watch how we speak, because we're the agents of God. We're his voice. And so that's why when I first opened up this broadcast and I started talking about the division in the body of Christ, you know, when division comes, power goes. If you want to walk in the power, the resurrection power of Jesus Christ, you have to die to your agenda and your plans and let God be God and let him rule and reign. And listen, Holy Spirit, what are you saying now? Listen, what do we do next? Oh, spit in the hand and mud and put it on someone's eyes. Okay. Oh, limb grow out. God's ways are higher than ours. And he's calling us up. And he's removed the distractions. Now, yes, there's stuff going on in houses and there's things going on everywhere. But listen, there's such a sensitivity right now in the spirit realm. There's such a peace in God. If you truly are hungry, you will find him. You know, there's a scripture that says, my sheep hear my voice. That's Jesus talking to us. We're the sheep. He's the shepherd. It's expected for us to hear the voice of God through his word, through the Holy Spirit, some hear audibly. And if you're afraid of that, God will never give you counterfeit. He doesn't know how. Now, the enemy may try to step in, but God will go out of his way to figure out a way for you to know him. If you earnestly seek him, you will find him. Knock, and the door will be opened. Those are scriptures, friends. And those are powerful scriptures. And if you're not experiencing the presence of the King of Kings, open your word, pull some scriptures, and start asking out loud, what's up? And God will show you. He will figure out a way to bring you into closer relationship with him, because that's his nature. And so as we move on in the season that we're in, you know, the enemy's trying to advance. The enemy is trying to push his agenda. I want to tell you right now, this is not now. The season is not now. The enemy is trying to push through an agenda. He's trying to change the time and seasons. And this is not going to happen if we speak God's word and war using Ephesians 6:12 and release God's proclamations into the earth. God is waiting for us to stand up and proclaim the good news. Meanwhile, some are too busy on Facebook, too busy, you know, protesting and marching. I'm not saying don't protest and I'm not saying don't march, but I'm saying if you are getting your strategy from God, do it. If you're getting your strategy from a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend who heard this, who heard that, listen. Works of the flesh will profit us nothing. It's a work of the Spirit that moves the mountains. Now, God will use our voice for his glory and his purpose if we allow him to. Or the enemy will use our voice for his purpose and for his destruction if we allow him to. And so we're walking in a place where God is like showing us what's in our heart, what's in our souls, and teaching us how to subdue the flesh, kill the flesh, kill the earthly way. Here's the thing. If you truly have died to yourself and your way and your agenda and submitted yourself to the Lord and said, Lord, do what you will with me. I just want to serve you. I love you. You've given your family, you're given your dreams, your job, your whatever to the Lord and asked him to bless it or to burn it on the altar, whatever, and let him do with whatever he wants in your life. If you've truly become a steward, a Jesus seeker, I'm going to tell you, a lot of this stuff, it either isn't going to affect you the way it will because you're not living out of your emotions, or God's going to give you a strategy to overcome. Or you might be the voice in the wilderness that God's chosen to break the captives free. So I'm just saying, be careful with your opinions. And, I talk to a lot of people throughout the days, and I'm watching families come against families, and I'm watching Christians come against Christians, and, camps being formed. Listen, if God is for you, who can be against you? We have to be careful that we don't care so much about the opinion of man or our brother or our father or our mother or our sister. And we can't force our agenda down people's throats. God is always love. Even in the tough times, God was love. He spoke some harsh words, but he did it because he loved them. He didn't do it because he was trying to prove his point or get his agenda into the earth. Now, this might seem tough, but I'm telling you, I know family members that are at odds with each other because you're wearing a mask or you're not wearing a mask. Listen, pray for your family members. Pray for your family members. Pray for your neighbors. Pray. Bless those who persecute you. Bless those. And when you feel like you're coming against a spiritual force of darkness, if you push through in the flesh, you're going to profit nothing. I'm telling you, seek the Lord. Get his strategies. Oftentimes, an unhooking happens in the prayer closet that is unrelated to the current event. Most people react out of their flesh, out of wounds, out of stuff from their past that has caused them to be the way they are. And if you're expecting them to come along and line up with your agenda, seek God, be meek, but be bold. But do it by the Spirit. I hope this is making sense to you guys tonight. And, we're going to see people. I just got to say it. We're going to see all kinds of stuff pop open because people are reacting out of their flesh. Think about it. When you react out of your flesh, how does that work? Not too well. And so we're training our muscles how to not react out of our flesh. And how do you do that? Well, lots of people do it different ways. One of the easiest ways for me to discipline my flesh, I like to fast. Some people are fasting from Facebook right now. Some are social media fasting. I like to deny myself food. When I deny myself food, it does something. First of all, it sharpens my spiritual muscles. It's like everything becomes, in the spirit, becomes more alive. And more, it's not that it isn't, it's just I become more aware of it too, because I'm not dragging my fat flesh with me. and here's the thing, when you first start fasting, I'm not saying just do liquids only, I'm just saying deny yourself something. And watch what happens, watch the little kid inside of you start to rile up. And for those of you who have heard me over the years, you know my fasting stories of, they're almost ridiculous. But, they've taught me much, and they've taught me that my emotions tend to react when I deny myself pleasure. And when you're denying yourself pleasure, your emotions will start trying to play tricks on you because they want you to come in, they want to be fed, whether it's food, movies, whatever. And so, I remember listening to Holly teach on this many, many years ago, your emotions will lie to you. And so I remember saying, emotions, shut up. You don't get an opinion on this. And for some of you, this might be the season that you start fasting. Fast a day, liquids only. Fast a half hour. Now, I know there's people that are medically challenged and can't fast because of those reasons. This is not something that you have to do, but I'm telling you, there are things. I know people who have fasted from coffee, for a season, and when that thing starts to rise up, they got to recognize that when the flesh tried to rule, and then they took authority over their flesh. And so that's the reason for fasting. It's to take authority over your flesh, to recognize how easily we may be swayed by our opinions or our emotions. And I'm telling you, we're in a season where we need to strengthen our spiritual muscles. I love praying in tongues. It is so powerful. Strategies, blueprints, much happens in the spirit when we allow the Holy Spirit to intercede on our behalf. And so fasting is important, praying in the spirit, and reading the word of God and speaking the word of God out loud. And of course, proclamations. And so I'm saying this because you might be sitting at a dinner table with a family member and all of a sudden something comes out of one of their mouths and it might be shocking to you. Well, remember, they're being pressed also. Everyone is being in a pressed place right now. And I'm seeing a vision of grapes in a wine press. You know, and you know, the pulp is I'm not just going to go there, but let me just say this. We're being pressed, and it's for the benefit of the kingdom and the benefit of us. It's not punishment. It's to show us what's in our heart so that we can either change it or release it as God decrees and wants us to. And so if you're sitting at a dinner table and one of your family members comes up with some agenda that doesn't agree with yours, it's not your job to respond in the flesh and correct. The easier and more sure way is to take it to prayer and get God's strategy on how to unlock, unhook, or help that person out of darkness. And we don't do it with control and manipulation. We do it in love and by the power of the Holy Ghost. And so I know I'm kind of all over the board, but I feel like we're talking to people who need this word right now. And if you're one of those people that just had a dinner conversation, or maybe you were on the phone with someone and their opinion doesn't line up with your opinion or your beliefs, and you might have tried to sway them, I'm going to just ask you to bless them and pray for them. And we're going to see. We're going to see as this rolls through, we're going to see a lot of stuff. I don't even like to speak on it because I don't like to come in agreement with it, but it is scriptural. And my job is to help us be equipped, to help you overcome the schemes of the enemy and walk victoriously every day and walk in peace, great peace. You know, I'm thinking of Stephen when he was stoned, he was martyred and the glory of God was all over him. And I got to tell you, what he went through, what he endured, I feel like the presence of God helped him sustain his position to faint not through the end. And how did he do that? Through relationship. And so I'm praying for God to open and help us expand our frames so that we can be have input from him and grounded in him. And right now, I just feel like I need to pray this. I'm going to pray. Father, I pray right now for everyone listening to this message. Father, I ask you to open their eyes. I ask you to open their understanding to truth, to what you want them to see, Lord, and not to be deceived or tricked by flesh, emotions, or the enemy. I pray right now for a holy alliance. I pray right now for a boldness, a godly boldness, a godly wisdom to come inside of us and manifest out, whether it be through our prayer closet or proclamations or whatever you say, Lord. I'm not limiting this in any way. I will not limit what you are doing, Lord. And I release the captives right now. I see people in fear and bondage. I want to remind you, perfect love cast off fear. I see people who have fear right now, and they're worried about this virus and what's going to happen. And I want to tell you something. You've got a Father in heaven who cares dearly for you. He's numbered the hair on your head. And he wants you. He set this up for you to cast your cares on Jesus. He wants you to roll your burdens onto the King of Kings and release your burdens to him. And then choose to replace your burdens with God's peace, his promises, his protection, and his love. And I'm seeing the great exchange at the cross. You know, another powerful teaching of Holly's, you know, she taught a four-part series. It's a CD set, MP3 set, and it's called The Great Exchange. Changed my life. It's full of the blessings and the benefits of what happened when Jesus went to the cross and the power released. And, you know, I have people saying, you know, because I really feel like the enemy's trying to speed up this season. He's trying to push his agenda through. And people are like, well, why would he do that? You know, he knows what's at stake. He knows his ending. I'm going to tell you something. The enemy is full of pride. He's puffed up. And pride causes blindness. You know, if the enemy knew what was going to happen when he crucified Jesus, he would have never done it. The enemy is a fool. I just want to say that right now. And the enemy has no hold unless you give him hold. So I command right now, every fear, every force of darkness, every spirit of oppression on the body of Christ to be loosed off right now. And I release the peace of God into your heart, into your soul, into your mind, and into your body. I declare victory for you, beloved. I declare victory for you, chosen one. I declare victory for you, bride of Christ. Rise up. This is the finest hour. Rise up. Go get your oil filled. Go lock away with them. Come out of that slumber. Go into the chamber and spend time with the King of Kings. He will he will woo you and cause you to be caught up in his presence. And if you've never experienced anything like that, ask him. Show me the way, Jesus. Show me the way. And he will show you. He loves when we talk to him. I don't know how we got so spiritual or churchy where we can't speak out loud in relationship, in a conversation with Holy Spirit or Jesus or Father God. You know, we're made in his image. We're created for his good pleasure. Why not enjoy and dine with the King of Kings? I really feel like this is our finest hour. And I'm praying for you. I've been praying for the body of Christ. I'm praying for our partners. I've got a spirit of, I don't know what I would even call it, but I have such a deep care for people to come through this and to get grounded in God's love. I'm contending for you. I'm cheering you on. I'm believing God's best over your life. And I know there's a victory because I know the victor.
We hope you enjoyed today's message by Laurie Scanlon. You can download more messages from our store at www.spiritofgodworldwide.com.